Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're getting busy with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending July 30th, 2016. Mick Jagger will soon become a father for the eighth time at age 73, proving just about anything is possible. Would that include a new number one single? I'll tell you later, but right now, let's start in fifth place, where the Chainsmokers and Daya slip two slots with Don't Let Me Down. How did Daya juggle music and school? The answer is on the way.
I need you right now. Yeah, I need you right now. So don't let me down. I think I'm losing my mind now. It's in my head. Darling, I hope that you'll be here when I need you the most.
Chainsmokers and Daya step back two slots to number five with Don't Let Me Down. Daya is only 17 years old and recently graduated high school. She's also a rising star, so how did the Pennsylvania native balance studies and performances? She says she took online classes while on the road and still managed to attend her prom and graduation ceremony back home in Pittsburgh. Rihanna has a word of advice for online gamers attending her shows. Don't. I'll tell you all about it after this is what you came for.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
Calvin Harris and Rihanna hold in fourth place with This Is What You Came For, co-written, as we recently learned, by Calvin's ex-girlfriend Taylor Swift. Rihanna is touring Europe, and on Saturday night she lay down the law for a crowd in France. Do not play Pokemon Go at her show. She told her fans to be in the moment. There will be no texting boyfriends or girlfriends, and no chasing imaginary creatures either. Sia enters uncharted territory on the Hot 100 this week as Cheap Thrills hits third place. We'll trace her countdown history after the song.
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
And Sean Paul kick it up two slots to third place with Cheap Thrills. This is the highest that Sia has ever risen on the Hot 100. She's made five top 20 appearances over the past 5 years. As for Sean Paul, he has enjoyed 12 top 20 singles since 2002. Up in second place, Justin Timberlake treads water with Can't Stop the Feeling. The feeling wasn't so great for Justin at a recent golf tournament. Details are on the way.
I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel a good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling.
Justin Timberlake spends another week in second place with Can't Stop the Feeling. Last Saturday, Justin attended the American Century Celebrity Pro-Am Golf Tournament in Lake Tahoe, California, when a spectator reached out and slapped his face. Justin didn't take kindly to that, and neither did sheriff's deputies who arrested the intoxicated slapper for disorderly conduct. Well, everything's in order at number one, where Drake stays put with One Dance.
That's why I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me.
To answer the question I posed at the top of the show, no, we don't get a new number one single. Drake, Wizkid, and Kyla share the title for a 10th week with One Dance. The story's even better over on the UK chart, where One Dance rules for a 15th week. Now, what will happen in 7 days? That's anyone's guess. So you'd better make plans to join me. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.